And good morning, good morning, good morning. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And we say good morning to the new vice mayor of Bartlesville, James Kern. How you doing?
Good, good. Glad to be here this morning. Thank you.
A little bit of an exercise in, getting things done, I guess, down at City Hall last night. First of all, let's start from the beginning. We were looking for a judge.
We were looking for a judge last night, and that was one of our top priorities last night. And we were permitted and allowed by law to go into executive session and have some frank discussions about our candidates. And frankly, we had got down to five candidates we interviewed, and then anyone at any point in time, if they had applied alone, would have been a good candidate for the city. And we finally lit upon former Councilman Alan Gentius as our new municipal judge.
Very good. And he replaces Judge
Steve Canaster. Yes, and those will be
passed away on Christmas Eve. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Those will be difficult shoes to fill. Steve was a longtime employee of the city as a municipal judge, and I think, as our mayor said one time, that one of his greatest qualities, we never had any complaints about him. He just ran a very smooth ship, was fair, equitable, and got the job done for the city for many, many years.
Mm-hmm. Is this one of those appointments? Does it last an X amount of years, or is it a reappointment, or how does this work?
It's just he's appointed.
Open-ended?
Yeah, I mean, he's there until he either retires or quits, or we decide to hire a new judge.
Understood. Understood.
Yes.
Very good. So with Vice Mayor Gentius resigning and then applying for the job and getting the job, I guess a vote was held last night for the vice mayor's role?
Yes, I mean, I was gracious enough to be nominated, and appreciate my councilman's trusting me to put me in the job. And so we got through that pretty quickly. And our biggest task now will be to find a Ward 4 counselor. So we have, we will be soliciting for that position, and would urge anybody in Ward 4, basically north of downtown, that would be interested in that position to apply for that job.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Does this require a special election? Should you have a good number of submissions, or is this to fill the unexpired term?
This would be to fill the unexpired term, and we would appoint that individual. The council will. There'll be no election. We will just be able to review the candidates, very similar to the judge, and make an appointment for that seat for the remainder of that term.
So a bit of a whirlwind last night.
It was
night.
A whirlwind last night. We had a lot of very, very good things come before the council. We had a couple of good projects come before the council. Yeah. Our sign project came before the council. We're long overdue for appropriate signage in our downtown and parks, and we've got that done. We've found a company out of North Carolina that's going to do the work for us, and then we've got our Hillcrest, rebuilding Hillcrest from the Caney River Bridge all the way to 20th now. So we awarded that contract last night, and that's going to be a long overdue and long awaited project. So we're going to be able to keep that street open. There'll be a signal on each end. There'll be one-way traffic, so it's going to be an inconvenience for a lot of people. We would urge people to find an alternate route, but that street will remain open during most of the construction until the very end, where we tie the street in.
Very good. I understand Frank Phillips is going to be a little bit busy.
We're going to do the same.
Yes. We got a little piping to do.
We got a water project going in there, and they were out the other day, actually, in the parking lot of Sterling's, and they had a drone up there, and they captured the whole length of the project on film. Mm-hmm. From a drone, so they've got a lot better ability to go back and retrack how the project went and if there was any problems along the way. So, yes, that project was due to get started today or tomorrow.
Yeah. I saw the cones out. And I saw some drilling going on down there by our neighbors at Starbucks down at that end at the busy intersection.
Yes.
That's going to be fun for a month.
That's going to be fun for quite a while to get that project done. And as we are in this town, it seems like once we get one street done, we just start to work on another one. But
it all seems to work pretty well.
It's working pretty well. We're making a lot of great improvements to the city. The city's aged. Their infrastructure is older. It's grown. So we've had to just keep repairing streets and then adding to our water service and sewers and drains.
Well, you know, the project on Adams not long ago, over there by the community center.
Right.
I mean, we're tearing up the streets, but by golly, you know, things are working great. And it's after it was all patched up and nobody really said, wow, that was horrible.
No.
They just kind of went to work saying, oh, well, this is going to take a minute or
two. Yeah, we actually did that. We were all patting ourselves on the back because we did that
pretty
water
smoothly
project before we started a tower center,
yeah,
which as opposed to build tower center and then have to come back with the water line. So we rearranged quite a few things to get tower center done, including the Hillcrest project. We put it back mm-hmm. on a for 2 years so that we could switch the two projects and get Tower Center built in place of that project. And now that project's coming online finally.
Vice Mayor James Kurt is with us here. And I'll tell you, the downtown streets, the summer of paving paid off. I mean, look how nice that looks downtown. That is a smooth ride. You don't go around feeling like you're, you know, on the bumpy rurals.
Yeah.
I mean, you are downtown.
Yeah, we're just, that was a $2 million project we got done, and along with our landscaping, which is now wrapped up on Frank Phillips Boulevard, which went remarkably well. Mm-hmm. We replaced a lot of the old beds with just a sidewalk and installed a better, proper tree for urban downtown. And so our downtown landscaping is clean. We've still got more to do, and that will come up in a future bond issue where we can finish the remainder of the ulterior streets down there and rid ourselves of those countless beds that we have and the curbing that comes with them. So we're looking forward to getting that done in the next few years also.
Vice Mayor, today we're looking at a gorgeous day. 60s, 70s here this week. Week ago we had winter. We were Ice Station Zebra. How did the city fare, you think?
I think the city did real well, and I think the mayor made a great point. I mean, at one point in time, within that 5-day span or 6-day span, we had about an 85 degree swing from 15 below to almost 70 degrees one day. So it's unheard of. But during that cold period, this community came together very well. And the mayor pointed out last night, we opened two warming stations here in town, mm-hmm. kept people off the streets, fed them. Our local restaurants, our local community brought food. Our local churches supported these things. The Westside Community Center had almost to capacity, had a number of people in it, mm-hmm. and we had a shift of volunteers coming in there and helping out any way they could. So the city just, I think all in all, from support of people that needed the help, just did a fantastic job, as I think we always do.
Amazing. It really was. You know, I kind of joked when I first moved down here and said, how do folks move around here in the snow? And people kind of chuckled and said, what are you talking about? We don't get a whole lot of it down here.
No.
But I will say that I was amazed at how well, you know, Keith Henry's crew, the county crews, all the commissioners, and the state all came together. They realized they had a big job.
Yep.
And they didn't try to, you know, go beyond their game. They did what they could with what they had. And they did really well.
Good.
I mean, considering what resources we have to deal with, so this is not something that we gear up for.
No, I mean,
it was
the ice before that was a problem,
that
but then
was.
We got the snow on top of the ice, which helped mm-hmm. at least the roads be more passable. And then we got the crews out, got the salt out, got all the main streets opened up. The neighborhood streets, they have time, they have to wait, and I know they're difficult to pass by sometimes, but once we get the main streets open, the town can kind of get back in gear. And so yes, our county crews and our city crews, I think, did an outstanding job, and it was good to see the weather turn eventually and
yes.
warm things up.
And we had a little what you call a sideline talk with our power people.
Yes.
So that we don't have that.
Yes, we've got some future talks with them to have a better understanding of how these rolling blackouts will work and who is in line to get those blackouts. We've certainly got to protect our 911 system. We've got to protect the downtown police department and the city offices the best we can. They've got a job to do. They've got to start peeling off power, and we understand that, but we've got to have a better understanding of how that happens and make sure we keep certain of our systems up and running.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
Very good. A lot going on, and I know we've covered a lot of ground. What ground would you like to cover here today?
Well, I'll tell you, I think one thing we did really well last night is David Woods came in from the BDA.
Yes.
And we've got an outstanding pilot program. You know, we're blessed with a quarter cent sales tax in here. We're blessed with some money in our coffers from the sale of our ABB building recently. So, and David has just tirelessly looked at different ways to bring business, bring jobs to this town. And COP and P66 often mm-hmm. bring people to town, and we reached out to them and asked them what we could do to help in any way possible that these people come to town. And it was came up with the idea that we would use a pilot program similar to what Tulsa Work is using to help people buy homes here in town
mm-hmm.
and incentivize them to buy a house locally mm-hmm. and incentivize them to build a house because our housing stock is so low. So we're going to give people that will locate in town a $10,000 against the home purchase paid at the time of closing, and people that build a home, we're offering $20,000 to build a home here in town or in the county. So it's a great program. I know it It's a stretch, but we give $10,000 to as job credits to companies that moved here to town. So it's it's kind of a trade-off in a new way, and in some ways would give businesses an opportunity that are having trouble recruiting to take a tax credit against their company as they open a company here, or apply that incentive to their to employees to try to attract them to move here in town.
That's a very good, nice piece of artillery to have in order to to get that going.
And we owe that to the citizens because they have approved our quarter cent tail tax every year. David has just a couple people down there that work extremely difficult, extremely hard to make these projects happen, and I'm very thankful for his efforts to try to bring this forward. And it may even grow into another program where we might try to incentivize remote workers to move here in town and live here, people that can live anywhere and work remotely to wherever they work. Those people are moving around. Tulsa has a program that does the same thing. And so we're also looking at that might be an extension of this program in a pilot way also.
Very good. There are a lot of states where you have a lot of very good workers. I mean, excellent workers, but they're trapped there.
Yep.
And if we have the jobs here and we can get these good workers here, why not?
We need them here in town. I mean, a job that works here and doesn't live here is probably one of the most penal things you can have. So to have somebody locate here, go to our school system, pay our sales tax, be a part of our community, that's really what we've been striving for all along as we've tried to improve our parks, improve our schools, improve our infrastructure to attract, in our retail, to attract people to move here. This is just another component in that, to give them a good reason to look at our town and stay here.
All right. We got a lot of good things going on. I understand that we have the Popeye's chicken thing.
It appears to be back on the burner again, and we'll see how that goes. But, yes, we're back in conversations with them there in front of the Kmart. That was another one of our great retail projects that just turned a real eyesore, that empty building, into just a nice, great little retail stand right there. So, yes, Popeye's is back on the burner again, and we'll see how that materializes. Or back on the fryer, I should say.
There we go. But a whole lot of good things going on. You know, it just seems like every day we hear something new in the works, and it's like, wow, this is going to be great.
And we had very positive news on our COVID here in town. Our city manager gave us a very positive information on the cases and how they've been going down. Mm-hmm. And we've worked well as a community with our 3W program, wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance. So we're going to continue that for another 60 days. We have the right to review it after 30 days again and see if we can relax any of those standards. But so far it's worked, and our numbers are showing it.
Alrighty. James Kurt, thank you very much for being here with us today, and congratulations on your new role as Vice Mayor.
Thank you.
All right, we've got more coming up right here on K1, the one you...